It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie Lee. How are you?
Good, thanks, Kelly. How are you?
Good. What a day yesterday.
Normal day for us, pretty much. Might have been a little bit of excitement for the Labor Party, but probably not as much as they hoped for.
All right, here we go. Lay it on. What do you think? What is National's budget criticisms?
Hey, it wasn't the worst budget in the world that they could have delivered, but there's a whole lot more that they could have done, and a lot of broken promises, and a lot of people that had high expectations that'll be sitting back thinking, did we really have that budget from the Labor Party when they promised so much at the election? I just think Grant Robertson had really good economic circumstances that are leading to more money being available for him to spend. It was basically the National Party turned the budgets and the economy around after some difficult periods in the first 3 to 4 years of our time in government. Grant Robertson's reaping the benefits of that, but they're making some pretty unusual choices in how they're spending. I mean, when it comes to health, that was their big news story for the budget. They're actually spending less in new money this year than we put in last year. When it came to education, I mean, we've seen the teaching unions pretty unhappy, and they're the Labor Party's biggest supporters when it comes to education policy. Even they're unhappy. You've got Winston Peters sitting there who's got some pretty unusual spending priorities. He'd rather spend money on diplomats than on key areas like universal free doctor's visits that the Labor Party campaigned on. So I think there's been a lot of hype and expectation from the Labor Party, and there'll be quite a few disappointed people come today.
Do you think that some of these, I mean, I know we've touched on this a little bit last week in terms of health and transport, but do you think some of these promises were unable to be met because of the state that they've found things in? I mean, I know Grant Robertson's come out and said that things like free GP visits weren't possible when, you know, the state of the health system that has been left, they're having to kind of pick up the pieces from what has been previously left behind for them.
No, that's rubbish. They're spending about $1 billion on diplomats, and they've gone out and said that's a huge win for the diplomats. Winston Peters is crowing about it. They're happy to spend money in areas like that, but they're not happy to spend it on what they promised when it came to their election promises. They said they would do universal free doctor's visits. They've chosen to give money to diplomats instead. In the education sector, they've gone and done the first year of tertiary education free. That was a promise of theirs, sure. But what the Treasury is saying is there's going to be fewer students in the tertiary education system, even though they put that policy in place. It's a $2.8 billion policy. When it comes to the teachers that they promised to have a whole lot more money for pay rises and operational funding, they're not delivering on that either. We just think that if the Labor Party is going to ramp up election promises and ramp up expectations, they really should meet them. And they're simply not. Education and health aren't doing as well as they said they would. They're taxing people more. There's about $2 billion in extra tax that the Labor Party's going to have in place that will be taxing people more.
Is tax really such a bad... I know we just slam tax as the worst thing ever, but is tax really so bad if this budget is one that is supposedly centred around people and around our conservation, and we're trying to put that money back into, you know, social investment? Is tax really the demon here?
Yes, it is, if you're not getting anything more for it. They're taxing people more, but the economy's going to be growing slower than it was when we left office.
How do we know that? Where does that information come from?
Because the Treasury's got some really smart people that were telling us last year when we were in government, economic growth was expected to be at 3.5%, and now the economy's slowing, and the economic growth will be lower than that, around 3%. As the rest of the world is starting to grow faster and faster, our growth rates are slowing down. When it comes to the number of jobs that were being created in the economy, under us, 10,000 jobs a month were being created. Treasury, those smart people that the government relies on for their numbers, they're saying 4,000 new jobs a month now. So there's fewer jobs being created. There's less growth in the economy. They said they'd get migration under control and lower it considerably. Well, the economic numbers that the Treasury is relying on rely on high migration numbers continuing. So we're seeing a Labor Party that promised a lot and isn't delivering. And tax, whilst tax is important to fund what a government does, if they're going to increase taxes, there should be something new for it. We're not seeing that.
Kind of going back, I guess, again to that idea of Is the economy necessarily, I know that it, obviously this is the budget, this is money, this is what we're talking about, but the economy and the growth of the economy and the capital gain that New Zealand receives, is that the most important thing for National? You know, if you guys were to come out and release your budget right now, is that kind of the end goal? Because I think for Labour, again, they've said it's about the social investment and it's a budget centred around the people. You know, you're talking about the ends being economic gain. Is that really the functionality of a budget?
Yes, Kelly, because everything flows from that. If the economy's not growing and jobs aren't being created, then unemployment's going to be higher. If unemployment's going to be higher, it means there's going to be people that will have less, their circumstances won't be as good as it previously, or otherwise would have been. The people who are not in a job are more likely to have health challenges, they're more likely to have education challenges, and their children, this is just based on statistics, won't grow up in a home that has the same opportunity, because the best thing you can ever do for a child is have them in a home where their parents have a good education and their parents are working. And then those children will also go on to have a higher likelihood of getting an education and working themselves as well. And that means that overall, the country is improving, and the social fabric of the country is going up and up. And it all comes back to whether you have an economy that can grow jobs and have people in employment, because that is the number one thing that you can do for New Zealanders. If a government can throw money at problems and issues and challenges, but if you're not helping people to help themselves first, then you're failing them ultimately. And so, yes, we focus on the growing economy. Yes, we focus on more jobs for New Zealanders, because that's the best thing any government can do for people. Throwing money at New Zealanders to plug gaps and plug holes is not a long-term solution.
One of the main criticisms of Labour from National has been for frivolous spending, and like you're saying, you know, throwing money at problems. This current budget is seeing spending at about 28% of GDP, which is actually less than National spent. You know, in your last term, it was 28.8% of GDP. What's sort of your response to that?
Well, the spend as a percentage of GDP has been tracking down. That's not unexpected. The economy has been growing over a number of years. That means the pie is bigger, and the government is as a portion of that pie. Has been reducing. As I said, they've inherited some good circumstances from us. They had some difficult times. The country's had difficult times in the past 10 years. Things were just starting to turn around, and we're seeing the fruits of that labour. The hard work that New Zealanders put into belt tightening was paying off, and Labour's inherited a lot of that. But at the same time, as I said, growth's slowing, job creation is slowing, and you're seeing migration continue to rise, you're seeing house prices continue to rise. They're not fulfilling the promises that they had in front of New Zealanders at the election.
It's interesting, because I think some people would say that the problems that they'd inherited were not necessarily positive, and that maybe the turnaround we're seeing now is because they've come into the government and now they're starting to work on social investment and put money into housing.
Well, no, they're not. Phil Twyford's having to backtrack on a whole lot of his promises around how many Kiwi-built houses they'd have. He said that they'd have houses at a certain price level, and he's ramped that up now. When it comes to education, the Minister of Education was out there saying there was a $1 billion hole in infrastructure. If that's true, why is he putting $2.8 billion into fee-free education for tertiary students and seeing fewer tertiary students in the sector? They're just throwing almost $3 billion at a policy which isn't seeing more people accessing tertiary education. If that's not a misguided priority in the education sector, I don't know what is. They're throwing $3 billion at something, getting nothing for it, and they're not able to fulfil what they claim is a $1 billion hole in the sector. We were doing a whole lot that was seeing kids getting a better education. Māori achievement rates went up from about 50%, and they soared up to about 60 to 70%. Overall, the number of children leaving school with NCA Level 2 climbed up considerably as well. We were getting achievement rates in the education system. We're not seeing the investment Labor promised. Teachers are unhappy. I'm just, yeah, we're really concerned at the priorities that they have out there. They're not putting money into priority areas as they said they would at the election.
Somebody has texted in and said, a question for Jamie Lee, what would Labor have to do with the budget to make National happy?
They'd have to put in place policies guided by the Treasury and guided by election promises that would see more jobs being created at the level they were, that would see the economic growth in the country that was left for them. They'd also have to fulfil their election promises, like having universal free doctor's visits, like not spending money.
Is that something National would do? Is that something National would promote, universal free doctor visits?
We would promote fulfilling your election promises that you went to the country with.
When but with health, I mean, is that I'm curious to know if this is something that National sees as a good idea, to have universally free doctor visits for everybody.
Well, what happened was at the election, we said we'd reduce the level of doctor's visits by a certain amount. And then Labor said, right, we're going to match that. In fact, we'll do better. We'll reduce it by an extra $10. That extra $10 reduction that they said they'd have if they were elected hasn't come to fruition. In the health sector, when we were in government, we brought in the free doctor's visits for, I think it was under sixes, and then we extended it to free doctor's visits for under 13s, and a range of other things we were doing, like, you know, increase the number of operations by 50,000. We increased the operational budgets for DHBs to the point where the health budgets was the biggest it's ever been. Last year, we put an extra $880 million into health. Whilst Labor said they would do better, their extra operational funding for health was only about $800. So when it comes to promises, absolutely we say they should fulfil them, and they're not.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamie Lee. I'm sure we'll have plenty more to talk about next week still about the budget, because it's quite a topical thing at the moment.
Sure we will. Thanks, Kelly.
See ya.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.